Orlando Shooting by
Kevin,
Alex,
Ronnie,
and Addie.
Hello, I am Alex Gilbert, and welcome to Orlando's best news station. We have breaking news. A shooting has occurred at the Pulse nightclub. We now have a reporter, Addie, on the scene.
It is currently 2:15 a.m. and still no word on what is happening inside, though we do know that gunshots were reported at about 2 a.m. and there are still hostages.
Thank you, Addie. We have just received news of the gunman's identity. His name is Omar Mateen and he is a 29-year-old man of Afghan heritage and Muslim religion. Although he was born in New York, he was still raised in an Afghani-based lifestyle.
Police have just notified us that he is a major threat and has possible connections to both Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. We will have more information on this coming up at 3 a.m.
In the last half hour, the shooter has called the police to inform them that he is a member of ISIS. There are a few deaths reported, but there is expected to be more when SWAT teams are able to get inside. However, we are able to predict there are at least 20 injuries at the moment.
It is 6 a.m. and we have just verified the death of Omar Mateen. He was living in Fort Pierce, Florida, when he attacked the Pulse nightclub, where he killed 49 people and injured 53. This is known now to be the biggest terrorist attack in the U.S. since the 9/11 tragedy.
It took 3 hours to get inside, but SWAT teams were able to do so with an armored vehicle, which led to the shooter being killed.
The impact of this attack was felt around the world. Omar felt that airstrikes in Iraq and Syria were inhumane, which he claims was part of his motive. This attack has caused lots of pain and has greatly affected the LGBTQ+ community. We now have an interview from our reporter, Addie.
Thank you, Alex. So, Tevin, where were you at the time of the attack?
I was in the back with my friends when I saw the gunman and we ran out a back door.
How did you react? What has changed since then?
I was scared, but the attack brought me closer to my friends and family than I've ever been before. For that, I am thankful, but I wish it could have happened in better circumstances.
Thank you for answering these questions, Tevin.
Thank you all for listening. We know this is a painful time right now, but we hope everyone is able to come together and give each other strength through these hard times.
We are Orlando's best news source.
And thank you for listening.